not.
A veto.
Those circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ah! We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
China's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
So Dave and I do a little history segment on my show every single week. We've done it for years, and it's always interesting. Dave is like a walking encyclopedia.
So I make it up. Actually.
Yeah, you make it up. A little American history made up by Shawnee. That's awesome.
Real revisionist.
Yeah,
history.
Wow. But, you know, there is always some confusion to some people on what is Memorial Day versus what is Veterans Day.
Yes.
And we obviously know it's Memorial Day is those who we lost, our fallen. Who lost in battle. That's who we celebrate on Memorial Day. Veterans Day, we celebrate all veterans. But quite frankly, you know, we're going to be celebrating our veterans and anyone who served our country all morning long. We have Gary Sinise coming up at 6:50 or so. I talk about what he does for our veterans every day, his foundation. And then after the news at 7:30, we've got U.S. VA Secretary, the Honorable Robert Wilkie, joining us, talking about what's going on in our VA hospitals and really what has changed in Washington this year, because obviously no big public ceremonies. So much of this is going to be streamed like on the Army's Facebook page.
You know what? You know, one of the things I was wondering about, Dave, we just did a story about President Trump and the First Lady going to Arlington for some presentation, presumably at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which is something I believe every American should do.
Oh,
once in their life, witness the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But with COVID-19 going on, you know, you've sat in those stands there. You're right next to each other. It could be done, but again, at 50% capacity. So, you know, I would imagine if they're doing that at all today, it will be on a very limited basis. I also saw something yesterday that at Arlington, admission is pretty much for family members who have people buried there.
Correct. Yeah. And you're mentioning the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's one of the most peaceful, really, things you can do in time, and it's the most amazing thing just to watch.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
And it goes on no matter what. I mean, at 3:00 in the morning in the worst possible weather,
winter, yeah.
Someone is there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Memorial Day, though, started out as decoration, Dave, right?
That is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some informal events on the East Coast and really in the South during the Civil War. There were some events. But what has come to be known as Memorial Day started out as Decoration Day. And a person who was instrumental in it was John A. Logan, who was a Civil War general.
That's right.
He's from Southern Illinois, and he served as a U.S. senator also. And less than a year after the end of the Civil War, he presided over a ceremony at a Carbondale Cemetery in Southern Illinois and proclaimed an event called Decoration Day, where the graves of soldiers
right.
would be decorated and properly adorned in their memory. And then it evolved into a Memorial Day, much more of a collective type of thing. And then I think in the 1970s, they lumped the holiday together for the last Monday in May and made Labor Day a holiday for the first Monday in September.
Yeah, various cities claim to have originated the tradition. Waterloo,
right.
New York, won out. And in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson officially designated it the birthplace of Memorial Day. And I think the first official, we called it Memorial Day, was the year I was born, Dave. I think you were in your second marriage by then, but it was 1967.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it has evolved over things. As you will hear, my father still refers to it as Decoration
Day. Yeah, you tell me that. That's wild.
And you will see references to that. From the early years of the 20th century, you know, it was referred to as Decoration Day, where you went out, and maybe it wasn't a soldier per se, but families would go out and honor the, you know, graves of family members and loved ones.
And of course, no parades today. Doylestown, Pennsylvania has the oldest parade. That they were one of the first to do it. New York was the first state to declare Memorial Day an actual holiday. Arlington National averages about 28 funerals a day. That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
That's still to this day that we're talking 30 of our fallen are buried there.
I visited there twice. The very first time we were there, I was a kid. And it was, get this, it was less than a year after John F. Kennedy's assassination. But we were leaving the cemetery, and we saw a formal military funeral that was taking place there. That's so,
wild.
You know.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. 3 o'clock, the U.S. will take a minute of silence for the National Moments of Remembrance. It was signed by former President Bill Clinton in 2000. So that is at 3 o'clock today. Now, there was a speech that Ronald Reagan made at Arlington National Cemetery back in 1985. And it really talks about the true meaning of Memorial Day. Let's take a listen.
Sometime back, I received, in the name of our country, the bodies of 4 Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of a serviceman, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. So when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up 2 lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
Now, I do want to mention on this Memorial Day that almost 15 years ago, I lost a really good friend of mine in Iraq. His name was Shane Mahaffey. He was born, he was just a couple years younger than me. And he was an active reservist. And upon graduation, moved to Waukegan, began practice of law. Married a very good friend of mine, 2 young children. And he was activated in January of 2006. And I remember that moment, finding that out. It was at my daughter's baptism that they shared with me that he was going to be going, and he was advanced to the rank of captain a little bit before that. He departed literally at a month, and I remember this, to do something with his law practice. I mean, he was literally, you know, going to be gone for, he had 30 days to figure out what to do with his business and his life before he left. And he started training and was on the ground. And on May 5th, 2006, He was critically wounded by an IED while on patrol south of Baghdad. He was transferred to a hospital in Germany, and 10 days later, he passed away, leaving his wife, my friend Jennifer, and his two children, Adelia and Ethan. You know, he was a really, you know, people say this, he was really a tremendous giving guy, and to lose somebody so young and be separated, obviously, for the rest of his life from his family is quite tragic. So we obviously honor all those who have fallen on this Memorial Day.